forced propaganda? Ever ask yourselves why the mainstream media is not being censored, yet those that tell you the truth are? Friends, Justice William Old Douglas said, "Restriction of free thought and free speech is the most dangerous of all subversions. It is the one un-American act that can most easily defeat us." The First Amendment of the Bill of Rights tells us that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. What is also important to understand here is that the preamble to the Bill of Rights also states, with a double thou shalt not to them that represent the American people, that the conventions of a number of the states, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and is extending the ground of the public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So I have a question for you. How is it that big tech companies can censor and even expunge the truth that at any given time when it does not run the same direction as their propaganda narratives? Well, I can tell you that they are not doing this legally, and that in any sense of the word. The warnings that were given, namely by the first president of the United States of America concerning freedom of speech, George said, "If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter." How true it is when it was said that those that mean to silence us are them that mean to rule over us. And Americans, here we are today. I do need to make clear that freedom of speech does not give us the right to speak in an unlawful or a subversive manner. We do not have the freedom of speech to lie, to defame, to maliciously attack, or to promote that which transgresses American law. We do not have the rights given unto us by God to promote that which violates God's moral laws. Friends, did you know that we still have blasphemy laws still in the books? Yet somehow or another, this is to be permissible by the networks? The networks also promote pornography as free speech, yet this was illegal up until 1968. Sodomy is promoted as normal, and yet our laws clearly condemn this abominable lifestyle. They promote same-sex marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. And now they're even promoting something called transgenderism. Friends, let me take you a step further. They're even going so far as to tell the younger generation that they now have a choice in what it is that they want to be by labeling it binary. Friends, God already made that decision. It's not for us to make. They promote promiscuity and fornication as the cool things to do. Adultery is promoted through what Americans have accepted as soap operas. Abortion is promoted and advocated by calling it a choice. Killing is advocated and taught through Hollywood and the mainstream media as entertainment. Dishonoring parents is advocated for, and nobody does this more than Disney. Having other gods and even going so far as to promote foreign gods. Literally everything that is being promoted by the mainstream media and their useful idiots, God clearly condemns. No, friends, freedom is to do what the law permits, and so it is. Laws, if obeyed, keep us free. Remembering what Charles D. Montesquieu rightly stated, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Now knowing all of this, let us share our experience with the illegal censorship that has been taking place, and that on a national level. When we first started the Sons of Liberty Media's national outlet, we immediately garnered a lot of attention. As a matter of fact, the first month we had over 700,000 unique visitors come to our site. The second month we had over 850,000 unique visitors come to our site. And the third month we were touching over 1 million unique visitors that were coming to our site. And we were also ranked the top 11,000 in the United States alone. Before we knew it, the rug was then pulled. All of a sudden, we noticed that our unique visitors and our page visits quickly diminished. We also found that Google...
Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you guys have been paying attention to all this smokescreen concerning the Epstein files and the P. Diddy case. You guys have been paying attention to all of that, right? And what they've done is they basically played it down as, you know, the said president of the United States, Corp of America, put that up against 1871 when they incorporated. But the corporate American president of the United States of America, handpicked and delivered by the powers that are tolerated, being delivered up, is now in the people's White House. I mean, if he hasn't been responsible for the deaths of over 30 million people, his worshipers continuously cheer him on. And as they said, quote unquote, are doubling down behind the likes of Donald Trump, even in the face of his pedophilic acts, his felonious acts. Now, I want to tell you why people are doing that, because they don't think that there's anything wrong with a man having sex with an 11, 12, 13-year-old girl or boy and or girl and boy. That's how sick and degenerate and debased the American people have become. Instead of not just him, but every single one of them being rounded up by the people, because you already know that the courts and the injustices are there for the most part, not in every case, but for the most part, friends, are there as the fox is guarding the chicken coop. As this game goes on, the American people's chains are being forged more and more on a daily basis because they refuse to stand up and deal with the issues. Somehow or another, it has nothing to do with them. They're going to get through this life unscathed, and they're just going to take it into the next life, and they're going to be at ease. No, you're going to be judged for what you leave undone. You're going to be judged for the truth that you fail to uphold. And that's what most people do not pay attention to. That's what you're going to be judged for, not just what you do, but also what you don't do. That is an injustice within itself. It truly is. We're going to be talking about that. And I'm going to take it to the next level for you so you can understand to the degree that these devils will go. Not only just stealing children, but also murdering children, sacrificing children, and it's all the same circle of people that somehow or another the worshipers of this person, this devil in the People's White House, is getting it passed by his said worshipers, are responsible for. Okay? Wanted to make clear. I'm not mincing words here, folks. I am tired of it. It's always aimed at the children. Why? Because the devil wants to get at their innocence, right? The sodomites, remember, it was no big deal. They couldn't help themselves. They attacked children. Their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. They're not holding the shield. They're holding the spear. They're the ones perpetrating the crime. It's the same thing going on in the circle of those that are being exposed. And somehow or another, they have the smoking gun in hand, and the people still double down. Not all of them. And by the way, I'm talking about a small portion of the people that are doubling down behind this pedophile, which would expose, folks, it opens up there, the whole house of cards are going to fall. But if you don't bring justice to them, what they're doing is stacking the cards against you and your children. But going back to children, isn't it interesting? Again, Jesus said the model of heaven is a child. Who else would go that direction? I want to tell you something. You go that direction, but you better understand the Lord is not going to tolerate that in any sense of the word. When you look at Exodus 22, for example, he says, you shall not afflict a child. He said, if you shall afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax upon them, just like he did with Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, I will kill you with the sword. That's what he said. And in Luke 17, 2, what did Jesus say? It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend a child. And they do it in the face of 86% of the people in this country that profess to be clearly what it is that they are not. This is incredible. I got to show you something here, friends. We're going to get to that in a moment, and I am going to take it up another level for you. I wanted to show you this. I've shared with you over and over, this attack on this ministry here is not aimed at only us. It's aimed at you. It's aimed at you. I've continuously blown the trumpet, friends, concerning what your government is doing, censoring free speech, a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which is our bulwark to stand against tyrants, okay? Just so you know. And as George Washington rightly said, that was Ben Franklin, but as George Washington rightly said, if the freedom of speech ever goes, silent you will be as sheep led to the slaughter. Is anybody paying attention as to what's going on here with the Supreme Court? I'll show that to you in a moment as well. What you're looking at on social media platforms right now is Cloudflare on the Sons of Liberty. Do you see the sign on this post, this graph, where it says, and I'm giving you the information, affiliates, on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, under attack mode is active. What does that mean? It means our websites are constantly under attack. By who? By those that don't want you to receive the truth, because we're uncovering the crimes of those that are responsible for, in fact, doing the attacking. Romans 3:20. Okay? And again, I'm just here to remind everybody, we're not here asking the devil for permission to obey the Lord in any sense of the word. Why am I bringing this up? Because I want to show you what's happening concerning those nine unelected bureaucrats that are a part of the problem, appointed foxes in the chicken coop, doing the opposite of the very purpose that they're supposed to be on the bench. Our friend John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute just highlighted the fact that the Supreme Court leaves the door now wide open for government to censor speech through collusion with social media companies. Of course that's what it was set up for. But of course, Americans, all 345 million of you, do you know that you got the power to stand up and put a stop to this in one day? Do you know how much money has been spent on attorneys throughout the United States of America since Facebook and Twitter and YouTube started to attack free speech, only to have all of their efforts go to naught because the courts said so, when in fact they're doing the opposite, again, as I said earlier, concerning their work detail? It's their job to the thou shall nots in the Bill of Rights when it comes to our Bill of Rights that come from the Lord, not from the generosity of the state. But here they go again, friends, attacking free speech. Let me say it this way. Your free speech goes, you're done. You're done. And guess what they're attacking? Your free speech, the truth. The devil hates the truth. And the fact of the matter is,
We're not going to quit bringing it, regardless if they like it or not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 281-845-4704. If this is the first time listening to the sonsofliberty.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We're going to take it to the next level here. You guys have already seen the agent that came on social media platforms. We played his video audio for you concerning how it is that foreign powers are controlling our said representatives, namely the Zionists, okay? And what's interesting about that is he said that, listen, if you want to control a people, get them in a compromised position with a child. Commit the act of pedophilia. And as I've reiterated on this show time and time again, this stuff has been going on for a long, long time in this country. And people are trying to figure out, why do we keep going the wrong direction? Why do these politicians say one thing, and once they get into office, they do the exact opposite? Because they're compromised. They're extorted men. They're told what to do because they have been put in positions where they put themselves, by the way, to compromise themselves with a child. That's what's going on here. And some will say, well, it's no big deal. I mean, like the Trump supporters today, I mean, they see no evil and they hear no evil. You know what? Regardless, it just may be their own kid one day. But I'm going to bring it to the next level to show you what these people are responsible for, because I don't think you guys understand how far they've gone. But I want to go back to this really quick. The agent also said, when asked
from the inside out, from a bird's eye view, telling us that if you think Epstein was killed in prison, or even if he's dead, he said, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. Well, I got another mobster, and you probably all know who this is visually. I'm not up on what's going on television, but I'll tell you what, the truth that's being brought is once again exactly spot on. And this is coming from a former mobster. And I want you to listen as to what he has to say about the Epstein files, because it's all a bunch of nonsense as to what you're being told, friends. He wasn't murdered. He was an asset for Mossad, for the CIA. He was using these kids to compromise actors, musicians, politicians, and the list goes on. And if you look at who owns all of these outlets from the top to the bottom, guess who they are, friends? They're the synagogue of Satan. Just go ahead and ask me and I'll tell you. Oh, by the way, so will they. Listen to what this guy has to say.
You were in the same prison as Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
What do you think happened?
Jeffrey Epstein would have to be a magician to try to hang himself in that cell. In that cell. There's nothing on the ceiling. Yeah. The bedpost is this high. I couldn't even go to a restroom without them walking back and forth and having me on camera. You know, there's no way he committed suicide.
Okay, so friends, you heard that. Okay, again, somebody that was in that cell said there was no way he was suicided. Absolutely not. Of course he wasn't. He was given a new name. He was dropped off at a different part of the world so he could do it in a different part of the world. That's what's going on here. And I don't know anybody, to be quite honest with you, who in fact thinks anything different. The only ones telling you anything different is the mainstream media trying to confuse people by putting question marks to the facts in which we have. That's what the devil does. Hath God said? Has the truth been told? You better probably question the truth. No, friends, you probably better question the mainstream media and their spin doctors and their useful compromised idiots that they're using to continuously confuse the American people. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. Let me take you to the next level. Okay, so with that, I just want to show you some of the stuff that you may have not seen concerning what in fact is going on here. Now, we have another representative here. I don't care what on side of the unconstitutional aisle they are on, friends. Sometimes you need to listen to your enemies because they are telling you what the good guys, by the way, they're on the same team, what the good guys, those that are sold to you as the good guys, are telling you like this.
Now we know that the FBI is flagging all references to Trump in the Epstein files. And if Trump wasn't in the Epstein files, why would the FBI be directed to flag those references? But this is more than just about Donald Trump. Again, this is the highest levels of government protecting the rich and powerful. And what we need is for all the information to get out. We should not have the Attorney General of the United States protecting pedophiles.
And that's exactly right. Well, due to the fact that his name is all over the files, that would make him a pedophile, wouldn't it? You guys all heard of Stacey Williams, another victim that was censored and suppressed by the mainstream media. Like the Supreme Court just came out and said they can do whatever they want to do now. No, Americans, you better take a hold of your representative government because you never gave them the delegated authority to attack free speech, which keeps them in check. But here's another victim that was censored. Her name is Stacey Williams. And she has a little something to tell you, too, that the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear. But, like I said, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. We're here to uphold the law, regardless if they like it or not. And I'm here to encourage the people to bring justice upon the heads of these pedophiles.
Number 27, I'm Donald Trump's 27th sexual assault victim when I was doing sports.
She said, I am Donald Trump's 27th sexual victim. She was a part of Sports Illustrated.
That's when he assaulted me.
That's when he assaulted me.
Jeffrey Epstein walked me into his office to be sexually assaulted by him.
Okay, so folks, I mean, we played a longer piece with her some time ago, and I just realized that that was her as I'm playing this for you. Here's another one for you, friends, just to show you. Now, keep in mind, so y'all know, and I want you to share all this information. Keep in mind, the said good guys are the ones that are blocking and voting to block the information from being released to the people. I played that video for you last week, and yet They're still free to do whatever they want to do. And in the meantime, what are they doing, friends? They're attacking their constituents, right? Like, for example, I have right in front of me before I play this next video. Isn't it interesting, folks, that Trump's big, beautiful bill, as I've highlighted, pumps $2.5 billion into AI-powered surveillance across all federal and major state highways, facial recognition, plate readers, surveillance towers, all within 24/7 real-time tracking and data collection. Who's that all being collected on? On you, Americans. Your government has rendered you domestic terrorists. Do you realize that? But again, all the illegals that they've lured in, don't ask them anything because it's unlawful, say they. Even though we've caught them, namely the DHS and these other agencies that have been there put in place after September 11, that have actually been using their buses, the Department of Homeland Security, bringing these illegals into this country, and the American people do nothing. Now, let me go over to this one because I find this one rather interesting. Donald Trump said that she loved it, Trump's deposition. And obviously, you can go ahead and decide for yourself because I need not to form your own opinion. But I'm just kind of curious, who doesn't know the obvious as to what's taking place here? This is a deposition with pedophile Donald Trump.
Under the dictionary, it means to faint with extreme emotion. That's not what you meant here.
Objection form.
No. I want to address something. Isn't it interesting how long these people wait to bring this information about rape until it's newsworthy? No. You're not listening, my friend. I just looked down and see what you posted. You're not listening. They've been censored. Many of them have been murdered. Do you understand? It's not like they're out there trying to make themselves famous. Did you see the videos? Have you seen their countenances? Have you seen what they've suffered? It's almost like you're blaming the innocent for the crimes of the guilty. That is something else, man. It really, truly is. Isn't it interesting how they wait? They're not waiting. They're just getting their opportunity to talk now because they haven't had an opportunity to talk because the mainstream media keeps drowning them out. That's what's happening here. Gosh, people, really? Oh, just wait. We're going to take it another level. Check this out.
Objection to form.
Well, sort of. That's what she said I did to her. She fainted with great emotion. She actually indicated that she loved it. Okay? She loved it. In fact, I think she said it was sexy, didn't she? It was very sexy to be raped. Didn't she say that?
So, sir, I just want to confirm. It's your testimony that E. Jean Carroll said that she loved being sexually assaulted by you?
Well, based on her interview with Anderson Cooper, I believe that's what took place.
Did she say in that interview that she loved being sexually assaulted by
well,
you?
Well, she said something to that effect. I mean, you'll have to take a look at the interview yourself.
In the interview, when Ms. Carroll talked about rape being sexy, isn't it true that she said that's a view that many other people hold?
Oh, I don't know.
You said a few minutes earlier that you used the word swooned as a synonym for, you said the F word, for sexual intercourse?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because that's what she said.
Wow. Christian president, folks. Isn't that interesting?
Doesn't
get any more obvious than what's going on here. But again, all of his worshipers there are seeing it's the devil's way somehow and trying to defend the devil himself, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. We're going to come back and I'm going to show you how they're trying to protect him. The said good guys, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Boy, you don't even have to ask
so
the victims.
You
want to
make a difference,
the predators,
but
they'll
you don't
you
know
truth.
Where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call
at 1-866-233-0747.
That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, "Because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, "Controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget."
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back. Hey, I just want to throw this out there really quick, because I'm bringing it to a new level here. But I gotta say that I have never seen a greater fool in all of my life than somebody that's on social media platform right now. And I would love for you to call in 281-845-4704 and spew out some of the nonsense that you are on live chat right now. So I'm highlighting the fact that these men in government, these popular people out there that are extorted, that are all going the same direction because they're extorted. I mean, I just want you to stop and think about this. Imagine watching videos of powerful old men raping little kids, girls and boys. And then look at the attorney general today, whose whole purpose is to do her best to cover up for them men. You've seen, and you have been seeing what's been unfolding for the last how many weeks now? And again, of course, it's just the smokescreen. But again, we need to deal with them on that front first and foremost, so we don't have to deal with whatever else they're trying to pass through their omnibus bills called pork, which is unconstitutional. But I just had this fool say, you who haven't sinned, cast the first stone. We're talking about kids. This is how biblically illiterate and in many cases sick and foolish these people are. Apparently, fool, and I'm talking to you, you haven't taken the time to read 8:11 concerning the woman that was committed adultery, have you? No, you haven't. And you don't know what it says because you haven't. You just cherry picked the scripture and you add them to your own damnation, which is just, but you haven't seen what real grace does in 8:11, have you? Go and sin no more concerning the woman that was caught in adultery, that was broken and repentant. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing who they'll defend? We're calling out Trump for his crimes. He's telling you what he's responsible for. Oh, who are you to cast the first stone? Then this fool goes on and says, you know what? How's that Spurgeon working out for England? I mean, outside of the fact that he's been dead for how many, 200 and some years? I mean, really? I'm sorry. My father told me not to answer a fool in his folly. But this is what I get to see. This is, and literally, I'm dealing with a fool here. But this is the type of mentality that keeps the bad guys in business. Here, let me show you this because this is another something I needed to show you concerning who's trying to censor all of this information, okay? Listen carefully so you can understand there is no such thing as good guys in the government anymore. And if they are, they're in trouble for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. Look at this.
Unbelievable amount of charges they've tried to file against the president.
What are they doing? Blaming each other again. Now they're blaming Obama for past crimes. Okay? Get your eyes off of Donnie. And now here's the little minions that are also extorted trying to protect Donald because they're trying to protect themselves.
I'm sure this would be handled the exact same way. What we're simply wanting to do here is give them cover. So if my colleague from Arizona actually wants transparency, then he would drop his objection to my resolution. Or that
he's trying to give him cover, he said. Wow, this is crazy. So while they're trying to get this to go away, it's still going on, friends. Here, let me bring another one about. This is Rep. Tim Burchett. Admits Trump's plan to reduce Maxwell's sentence. You guys are all aware of this, right? He's trying to reduce her sentence. He wants all of this to take place in private. That's not how our government works, friends. But again, here, I'll let him tell you what you need to hear.
It's filings that they don't trust her. She's a liar.
No, she is a liar. She's a dirtbag.
And so then why subpoena her if you can't trust her?
Well, because the one thing we got holding over her head is if we find out she lies, she goes back to her original sentence. And that's looking at lifetime. And if she's looking at maybe parlaying this into reducing her sentence, then we could have some leverage there.
Okay, so here's another thing for you to ponder, friends, is if there is no Epstein file, which we all know there is, and Donald Trump's all over the files, isn't it interesting that if there wasn't one, then why is Maxwell in prison? Are we thinking this through? They're talking to you like a bunch of dummies, people. That's what they're doing. They're talking to you like you're a bunch of idiots. Like you're a bunch of idiots that don't know your left hand from your right hand. Like some of the fools that I've highlighted today on the show. Oh, they depend upon fools. They depend upon the blind. They depend upon those that are as perverted and as distorted and debased as they themselves are. That's what this is about, friends. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you, because you guys have all heard of the information, and I'm going to give it to you again, but you guys have heard of the child trafficking documentary that Congress didn't want you to see called none other than Conspiracy of Silence. You have all heard of this, right? You also all understand that on Tuesday, May 3rd, 1994, the video Conspiracy of Silence was scheduled to air on the Discover Channel. Yet when they found out that they were going to air the documentary Conspiracy of Silence on Discovery Channel, influential members of Congress applied pressure to the cable industry to stop the airing of the program and destroy all copies. Again, it was already listed nationwide in the April 30th, May 6th edition of TV Guide and newspaper supplements. The Discovery Channel and Yorkshire Television were reimbursed for to $250,000 production cost, not to air it. Now, I want to move forward because this is what I want you to see and this is what I want you to hear. Because again, I don't think people understand to the degree that these pedophiles are extorted and what they're guilty of concerning the crimes against children. Okay? I had the opportunity to talk to John DeCamp. He was the one that was exposing Boys Town back in the 1980s. And Boys Town is where they had the priests that were taking in I want you to, I want you to contemplate being a little kid. You're an orphan. You have no dad. You have no mom. You're given unto those that profess to be Christian men and Christian women. Again, it's called Boys Town. It's still open, and it's in Nebraska. I want you to contemplate and consider yourself as being one of those children that was brought to this orphanage only to be compromised and sold off into sex circles, namely political circles in Washington, D.C. Again, I had the opportunity to talk to John DeCamp, who told me this personally as to what was going on during that particular time. You know, it's also interesting because I highlight this and I always want to back it up so you can see it for yourself on social media platforms. But according to the Washington Times friends on our affiliates, those that can't see but only hear, there was a homosexual prostitution inquiry in snares VIPs with Reagan and Bush. They were taking call boys and they were giving them midnight tours of the White House. Now, some will say, Bradley, that's just far-fetched. No. Wait a second. Barney Frank implicated himself. Barney Frank never denied he was a part of it. His home was used. He was a said representative from Massachusetts. He was using his apartment for a homosexual prostitution ring. He was also known for bringing in little boys, flying them out from Boys Town, bringing them over to his apartment, going into the basement, and then sodomizing these kids. What I'm going to do on the other side is I'm going to play some audio video for you. By the way, we had CIA, we've had the FBI, whistleblowers come forward, tell you exactly what you're going to hear in just a moment. But I also want to tell you that Paul Benazzi, who you're going to hear in just a moment, he's going to give you a testimonial of what he witnessed himself. And this is just one of a plethora of testimonies that he has concerning these men and what they're guilty of. But he said over and over, like for example, Jacob Wetterling, he said that it was the FBI that stole that kid. And that they had certain men that would use, namely Mexicans, to steal the kids. And then what they would do is they would steal them, and then you would never see from these kids again. Jacob Wetterling was one of those that was named by Paul Benazzi. Paul Benazzi is also the one that told us, if you ever notice that when kids are ripped off, it's interesting how when there's an investigation, when it hits the FBI, there's a ceiling put on it, and it's completely quenched. Anybody paying attention? I hope so. I have video here from none other than Whistleblower, and he's no longer with us anymore. Listen.
2,500 children are kidnapped and murdered in this country every year. Americans, for the most part, are oblivious to what's really going on behind the scenes. I retired from the FBI March 1979. At that time, I was in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Division. I had more than 700 personnel under my command. And in that particular instance, they were taking children out of foster homes, orphanages, Boys Town. These are 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old children before they enter kindergarten. In addition, the children claimed that they were flown into the mountains where they were involved with adults in robes, black robes, chanting candles. They talked about the brown babies who were sacrificed, and
flown to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies with prominent politicians. Folks, it doesn't get any better than that. We're going to come back, and I'm going to give you some testimony that is very difficult to listen to, but we're going to play it anyways.
Genuine, you actually have a passion.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles."
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Guys, I know I'm dropping a lot of information on you. I knew that it was going to be one of these shows. I'm here to tell you that I am infuriated concerning what's going on here. And what am I talking about? The lackadaisical attitude of the American people, acting like there's nothing wrong with your politicians at the highest office all the way down. There's nothing wrong with them to be with kids. It shows you how sick you have become. When the people's morals are poisoned, that shows you what's going on at the top. I want to say this. All the way up until the 60s, do you know how many things that have been normalized today that are completely unlawful according to a state statute? From the top to the bottom. For example, what you see in movies today is completely illegal. on somebody. We do a whole show on that. We'll probably end up doing a show on that next week. Pornography, completely illegal. They normalized that back in 1968. It's a crime against the Lord. You're offending the Lord by what you tolerate. Right? Yeah. Isn't it interesting that 96% of all gay porn comes out of Tel Aviv, modern day Israel? You know who owns on all these porn hubs and these other outlets concerning pornography in the United States of America and worldwide? The Jews of the Synagogue of Satan. Is anybody seeing? And they're trying to sell to you that they're the children of the Lord. And they're telling you that their God is Lucifer. Just like Jesus told you in John 8:44. We just want to act like it's not happening. Yeah, here, let me bring you to that next level, because this is what I want you to know is happening. I'm going to go back to none other than Paul Benazzi. And this is Mr. John DeCamp, the author of Franklin Cover-Up Case. Again, if you haven't watched Conspiracy of Silence, shame on you. If you haven't watched or read, sorry, taken the time to read Franklin Cover-Up Case, I remember years ago going online and it pulled up and I read the whole book in one sitting from probably about 11 o'clock at night until 6 in the morning. I couldn't go to sleep. Furthermore, I couldn't believe the crimes that these politicians were guilty of, and many of the preachers too, by the way. Popular preachers are a part of this circle. They're extorted as well. That's why you're seeing all these guys coming out advocating what the Lord condemns concerning sodomy and lesbianism. By the way, sodomy, for those that I'm sure you know now, it's all premised on man-boy love, and they're trying to normalize that. I'll show you a video in a moment. I got to get to this for the sake of time. Here's Paul Benazzi telling his story. John DeCamp telling his story concerning how it was conveyed to him by Paul Benazzi, a victim of what's going on concerning the kids that are being used and extorted by politicians and others in the United States of America. I need you to listen carefully, friends. If you want to go to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. I'm not going to take any calls. I apologize for that, but I got to get this information out there. This is, again, John DeCamp, who's no longer with us, telling the story of Paul Benazzi. Listen carefully.
This man had sex with several men. King knew in a hotel. I flew on YNR Airlines. By the way, that's a private airline or just private charter deal. And CAM Airlines, another private charter deal. Normally for King. I never had much personally to do with King, only went where he told me to go. In or on July 26th, I went to Sacramento, California. King flew me out on a private plane from Epley Airfield in Omaha to Denver, where we picked up Nicholas, a boy who was about 12 or 13. Then we flew to Vegas, to a desert strip, and drove into Las Vegas into some ranch and got something. Then flew on to Sacramento. We were picked up by a white limo and taken to a hotel. I don't remember the name of it. We, meaning Nicholas and I, were driven to an area that had big tree
in Sacramento, California.
There was a cage with a boy in it.
There was a cage. I need to highlight this. There was a cage with a little boy in it. His name was Jeremy. He had blonde hair, said Paul Benazzi. He was ripped off a week prior to this, and they flew him to California. He was ripped off from Idaho. Paul Benazzi talks about when he got there, he was naked inside of a cage. So you know.
Anything. Nicholas and I were given these Tarzan things to put around us and stuff like that.
Nicholas and Paul Benazzi were told by these predators, these men, to put on these Tarzan outfits and to begin to violate this little 11-year-old boy that was stolen from Idaho. Okay?
They told me to, I won't use the word, blank the boy and stuff.
To sodomize this little boy.
In other words, have sex with him. At first I said no, and they held a gun to my...
And when he said no, they put a gun to his head.
And genitals, I'll use the word, and said do it or else lose them or something like that. I began doing it to the boy and stuff. And Nicholas had anal sex and stuff with him. We were told to blank him.
They were raping the little boy that was stolen from Idaho.
And stuff and beat on him. I didn't try to hurt him. We were told to put our blanks in his mouth and stuff and sit on the boy's blank and stuff, and they filmed it. We did this stuff to the boy for about 30 minutes or an hour when a man came in and kicked us and stuff in the genitals and picked us up and threw us. He grabbed the boy and started blanking him and stuff. The man was about so many inches long, and the boy screamed and stuff, and the man was forcing his blank into the boy all the way. The boy was bleeding.
The man was sodomizing the little boy where Jeremy was actually crying. He was crying for his dad. He was crying for his father. Paul Benazzi kept telling him, don't worry about it, just go through this, everything will be okay. The little boy was being sodomized by these monsters. And the story goes on.
From his rectum, and the men tossed me and him.
And because the little boy was bleeding and crying, what the man did is took out a gun and blew his head off.
And stuff, and put the boy right next to me and grabbed the gun and blew the boy's head off. The boy's blood was all over me and I started yelling and crying. The men grabbed Nicholas and I and forced us to lie down. They put the boy on top of Nicholas who was
crying.
This is
what is going on, friends.
They put the boy on top of me and did the same thing. They then forced me to blank the
unthinkable things to his dead body.
Pretty crude. They put a gun to our heads to make us.
They kept putting a gun to their head to make them do it.
Anyway, do other things. Then they made me do something I don't even want to even write, so I won't. After that, the men grabbed Nicholas and drug him off, screaming they put me up against a tree and put a gun to my head but fired into the air. I heard another shot from somewhere. I then saw the man who killed the boy drag him like a toy.
Yep. Now, to say that, friends, I watched another interview with Paul Benazzi, and what's interesting is he said he kept talking to the little boy, telling him it's okay. Can you imagine that little 11-year-old boy being your son that was just ripped off? And you're being told by the FBI that they have no idea what happened to him? And Paul Benazzi, who's being trafficked by those very people, are sending him to Sacramento with another little boy as they're trafficking these children, as they're filming everything, like he just said several times, only to rape the little boy. Then a man comes along, puts a gun to the boy's head, tells him to rape the little boy for a half hour to an hour. Then he kicks the boys in the genitalia. Then he begins to rape the little boy. And as he cries, because his backside was bleeding, the man takes out a gun and blows his head off. Paul Benazzi said, I'll never forget it. There's another interview with him actually telling this story, which is the same thing you're hearing here. He said, what happened is, and it was very hard and difficult for him to say anything. He said, I'll never forget that way that man took his body. He said what they did is took him up into an airplane, a little private jet, and they ended up throwing the little boy's body in a circle where they were as a coven. I know people think that this is a game. I know that there's people out there that think that this stuff isn't happening, but you just heard what Mr. Gunderson told you, former FBI. This is happening all day long, and they're telling you who's responsible for it. If they were enforcing the laws and they were deterring the crime by showing the consequence that the Lord tells us as to how we're supposed to deal with them through their statutes, do you think they would even dare commit the crimes that they're guilty of? Absolutely not. Folks, I could sit on this show all day long and tell you to the degree of what these people are doing. Paul Gunderson also told, former FBI, also told how they were flown. Many of these kids were flown to the mountains in North Carolina. And they went into these caves where there was literal men with black robes on, where the little babies, the brown babies, were chopped up. Now, I know people say, well, Bradley, this is all speculation. In many cases, not at all, not even close. I have friends in the military. I have friends in law enforcement all around me. I'm here to tell you, folks. I'm here to tell you, folks, that everything you're being told is just the tip of the iceberg concerning the crimes that these individuals are responsible for. But somehow or another, the professors and the worshipers of this, not just this one, concerning this administration, but this administration all the way back to Richard Nixon, they all know what I'm telling you is true. You have to stop this. You have to put a stop to this, because they're going to continuously do this. In one day, for all of you that say, who are you to cast a stone? Listen, fool, one day it just may be your kid. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. I have you for 2 hours tomorrow from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. See you.